Dr. Anthony Pellegrini is a professor of educational psychology at the University of Minnesota, and he's been studying the importance of recess in schools since the early 1980s. Dr. Pellegrini's book is called Recess, Its Role in Education and Development. Thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, hi.
Exercise is obviously good for kids' physical well-being, but does recess play a role in academic performance?
I was listening in to the very last end of your of the speakers that you just had on, and you know, the anecdotal stuff that was talked about is right on. We've done experiments in the real sense of the word, and we manipulated time that kids went out to recess. Some days they went out early, some days they went out late, and we control the tasks that they were engaged in both before and after recess. And it's very clear that kids, the longer kids sit down, the less attentive they become. So on days where the recess was delayed, their attention went down. And relative to the days that they had, there was a shorter duration before recess, and kids were uniformly, well, I shouldn't say uniformly, the mean values of kids were more attentive to the tasks after recess than before recess. This was especially the case for boys. These were elementary school kids, by the way.
Well, that makes sense. If I get up and walk around, I'm a bit more focused when I sit down again.
There's an old learning theory principle called mass versus distributed practice. It goes back to the 19th century. A German psychologist named Ebbinghaus came up with it. And the idea is, if you have a bunch of work to get done, if you break that task up into smaller parts, then it'll get done more efficiently and more accurately. We have data, actually, from pigeons up to senior citizens. So it works. If you have to learn 100 problems, kids who get 25 at a time are going to do better than kids who get 50 at a time.
Dr. Pellegrini, Seattle isn't the only place where recess is being scaled back. We've read that it's happening in other places like Chicago and Atlanta. Is this across the board? Are even private schools cutting back on recess? Are schools in well-to-do neighborhoods cutting back on recess?
Another bit I caught on, a little bit of the what was talked about before I came on. There was a survey, I think it was in the late 1990s, done by the Department of Education. And to my knowledge, that's the only systematic, well-conducted survey of recess in this country. There have been much better and systematic studies of it in the UK, I might add, well, in England specifically. But relative to this country, it's going down. It's less frequent, and fewer schools are having it than have it now in the 90s than had it before, and the durations are going down.
I guess what I'm getting at is it all kinds of schools, or is it more prevalent in public schools versus private schools?
That was the other point.
Yeah.
And it's also true that it's disproportionate to lower socioeconomic status schools.
Now, one thing that we heard in that story, too, that I want to ask you about, the idea that one would limit recess because kids get in too many fights during recess and it becomes a discipline problem.
We've studied this. People in the UK have studied it. People in Canada have studied it from basically preschool through elementary school. What you do, you spend hundreds of hours observing kids on the playground. And if you were to take all of their social behavior as the denominator in a fraction and put the incidence of aggression in the numerator, it accounts for 2% of all behavior.
So not that much aggressive behavior.
That it's not going to happen.
Interesting.
Where it does happen is with a very few kids. So the idea that we don't have recess because there's aggression is a bogus argument because it's 2% of the cases.
Dr. Anthony Pellegrini is with us. He's a professor of educational psychology at the University of Minnesota. That's kind of an across-the-board number, but do we know for sure that it might make up more of the incidence of aggression in certain schools in certain places?
Certain kids are more aggressive. And if you have certain schools where there's higher rates of aggression generally, you're going to get higher rates on the playground, but you're also going to get higher rates in their families. You're going to get higher rates in the classroom. You're going to get higher rates in the cafeteria.
Right.
The problem with aggression on the playground is when it happens, it tends not to be supervised. Cases of bullying, when bullying occurs on the playground, it's because there's not good supervision.
Now, studies also, as I understand it, show an achievement gap between boys and girls. Boys get a little more antsy. Do boys need recess even more than girls?
Well, you know, these studies, these experimental studies that we did show, in statistical jargon, there was a condition by sex interaction. What that means is, for boys, when they're kept indoors or without recess, they're less attentive than girls. And this is the case even when you have indoor recess. It's seemingly in school, boys need a break more than girls do.
Dr. Pellet,
we also did other studies when we looked at the games that kids played, and these were with lower socioeconomic status kids in Minneapolis. I think 40% of our kids, these were kids in first grade, was their first language was Spanish speaking. We found that kids' satisfaction with school at the end of first grade, boys especially, relative to girls, could be predicted very well by the sorts of social interaction and the social competence that they exhibited on the playground. So if they were playground leaders, and we measured that in lots of different ways, this predicted kids' satisfaction with school as measured by themselves and measured by their peers and measured by teachers. So boys are, you know, outdoors is an especially male place.
That's a really interesting number there and insight that leadership on the playground also could have good beneficial impact from going on recess. But if you don't go on recess, you don't get that opportunity. Dr. Anthony Pellegrini, thank you so much. He's professor of educational psychology at the University of Minnesota. He's been studying the role of recess in schools since the early 1980s. This is The Record on KUOW.